This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Success personified on June the 3rd, that is Monday, first full week of June, 19 plus, wait a minute, see the 19 there, oh, it's 1920, hello, welcome back to Retro Radio, it's the DJV show, imagine what the program would have sounded like in 1920, think about that for a moment, you want to blow your mind.
I don't think Jennifer. We'd be here, we'd just be getting the right to vote, so I'm not sure we'd be on the radio.
All right, good point.
Yeah, well, we have, we wouldn't have, because 1929 is when really commercial radio got started, and so there wouldn't have been the opportunity for us. But think about it in terms of what's happened, even if you want to go back to 1920, the advances that have taken place in, what, 100 years, because it's 2019. Yeah, oh, really? Is that it? Oh, it's really not a time warp, but think honestly about how the world has changed, and yet some things remain the same. There are a lot of things that are going on in the world. We will talk about them today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on board as we make our way into your life. Hopefully, even though there are some things that are not fun, and this is not going to make your life any better, it is a focus. Jennifer, are you going to Virginia Beach? There's been a lot of news out of Virginia Beach here lately, and none of it particularly good. This is the worst, so let's go into this and kind of try to make some sense out of it. Of these things happened, and we don't seem to be able to make any sense out of them, but we have the info.
Hard to make sense out of any of this, but there was a man who gunned down 12 people at a Virginia Beach office, and now we know that that man worked there. He resigned the morning of the attack, but there are still a lot of questions about why this city engineer targeted people that he'd worked with for years. Dwayne Craddock is 40 years old, and apparently he fired indiscriminately on a municipal building Friday afternoon. He was fatally wounded in what turned out to be a pretty lengthy shootout with police. Before the attack, he emailed a resignation letter on Friday morning to the Virginia Beach city manager, Dave Hansen. He was not forced to resign. According to the city manager, his performance was satisfactory and he was within good standing in the department. There were no issues of discipline ongoing with him, according to the city manager. His supervisor asked him why he was resigning, and according to a report on CNN, he told his boss he was quitting for personal reasons. But near the end of the workday on Friday, Craddock shot one person in a car and then entered a building where he fired on victims on three floors of the office that he worked in every single day. Now, what's still being investigated, the authorities are still searching for a motive. The people who are trying, who knew him, say that they didn't see any of this coming. Joseph Scott said he worked with the shooter for several years and saw him that day. He said that he was brushing his teeth in the bathroom. I guess he always did it. He wished him a good day. The gunman said he said that the gunman was what the person thought was a good person. So it's kind of, they're still looking to see what was the catalyst here for him. He was going to quit. Okay, fine. They were going to let him go. Why the need to go in and shoot 12 of his coworkers? And they feel that in some cases, these people were coordinated. They were somebody that he had pre-planned to go after. So just still a lot of mystery surrounding this. No doubt President Trump over the weekend went to services in Virginia Beach and didn't do any remarks or anything public, but went and visited with a few of the families and a pastor at a church there in town to help see what the grieving process was like for this community, because it's huge. 12 victims is...
And no apparent, as you say, no apparent motive. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms says that this guy bought both the guns, 45s, legally a couple of years ago. So, and he doesn't have any signs. There's nothing in his record. There's nothing anywhere
right.
that would indicate that he was a nut bird. And then he got it was so intense, apparently, the firefight that went on back and forth between the officers
that
who
took forever.
Cornered him. It was like a bad movie. It was, and one wonders if that isn't part of this. If the, you know, last week at this time, I was talking about going to see a movie that I, as Victoria was happy to tell me, and she was right. Why would I go see something that I knew that I wasn't going to like? And yet I did see it, and I could see where people would be somehow or other affected by all the violence in that John Wick movie and all the violence that there are in so many movies today. Is that something that triggers people? Hard to say. There are those who discount it because it's not good for business if the movie people tell you, oh, this is... Well, they do in a way because they rate the movies R, but you have to, you know, in order not to see it, the restricted thing means you can't be 18 or older. This fellow, as far as I can see, was what, in his 30s, late 30s, early 40s?
40. Mm-hmm.
40 years old. Been at this job for 15 years. And so how do you make sense out of this? Most of these things you can't make any sense out of, but this is even more a head-scratcher.
I think that's the scariest part is, you know, with a lot of these cases, you can, I don't know, they seem to follow the same path of being a young guy who's kind of reclusive, who sits in his room, who doesn't know how to interact with other people. In those situations, okay, maybe, obviously, someone wasn't able to stop them before they did it, but maybe someone could have been able to. But in a situation like this where it just seems like, a normal person who, I mean, maybe wasn't the happiest at his job if he resigned, but a lot of people aren't the happiest at their job. It doesn't mean they're going to go shoot people. So it's just, how do you predict something like this? How do you stop it from happening?
That's the question.
There's no sign of it.
No warning signs.
Nothing. Pretty amazing. Pretty horrifying. And then when we move on, the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, will not be charged by the Justice Department for exposing these all that spy stuff on behalf of the U.S. government through the CIA leak, national security chiefs, former officials, according to some of the things over the weekend. You look at that and think, okay, so why did
like
change?
That sounds like a turnabout. How did that happen?
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Victoria. That's the question. Why the change? They don't have the goods on him. We were talking last week about him being sick. Is he really, is it not worth the time or the effort to go after? Maybe there is something that has come from all the exposure we've had to a fruitless witch hunt. Although, this people would say, what do you mean, witch hunt? He did this horrible thing. He's a traitor. He should be hung. Well, somebody knows something or doesn't know enough to go after this guy. And so... no, at least on the part of our country.
I guess, and according to what Politico says, they say that the government is facing a timeline or a ticking clock, as they call it, to extradite Assange. And I guess there was enough holdup because extradition laws require that the U.S. bring any additional charges within 60 days of the first indictment. So they're on the clock with that. They're also worried about the sensitivity of some of the Vault 7 materials, whatever that means, according to an official familiar with the deliberations over whether to charge him. So broaching a classified subject in courts risks exposing even more CIA secrets, according to legal experts. So, yeah, interesting.
Vault 7.
Yeah, what does that mean, huh?
A series of documents that WikiLeaks began to publish in 2017, detailing activities and capabilities of our country, especially the CIA, to perform surveillance in cyber war. So there's something in here that,
well,
they don't want people
But they know. Are still going after him for the assist to Bradley Manning, to Chelsea Manning. They're not going after him for leaking those sensitive CIA documents that I guess he leaked, but they are still going after him. They already filed the counts going against him for assisting Bradley Manning in leaking that information.
Mm-hmm. So does anybody want to talk about whether this is of value to any of us or not? I'm frustrated by the information that has come out over the weekend about whether the White House requested that John McCain, the warship, not be around. We were talking about this on Friday, and now over the weekend it appears that what we were talking about, what we thought, wasn't true at all. That the White House did in fact ask for the ship to be gone.
I saw. I didn't read it. I was busy over the weekend, but I saw a headline somewhere. I don't know where, that said the Navy actually confirmed that there was a request made, but that the ship was not going to be moved because it was having repairs, which I think is what Jen said on Friday. But I guess the Navy confirmed it over the weekend that there was a request made.
Yeah, and there was. So what had it's been kind of murky because Trump, remember the day, the morning after, Trump came out and said, yeah, some well-meaning person thought that I wouldn't want to see it. It's not like that. I would never ask. I like
somebody
the military, yada, yada.
House.
Right. And so then the military came out and said, well, we don't know because the ship was getting repaired, but, you know, we're going to look into it and get and investigate it. And so this was the result of that investigation saying, yeah, someone did call. We don't know who that someone was, I don't think, yet, but that shouldn't be too hard to find out.
No. Meanwhile, Trump has gone to England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's with a new haircut.
He's got a new haircut?
He's got a new hairdo.
Sounds like he gave the mayor of London a haircut in the manner of speaking as well.
Just called him a stone cold loser.
No. Does that have anything to do with the fact that he's Muslim, do you think?
No, it has everything to do with the fact that Sadiq Khan is a huge critic of President Trump, talks about him all the time. And,
yeah, he does. How does that help the people of London?
He's not a fan of Trump. And so we know that Trump is a big counterpuncher. And so the minute he hears somebody say something bad about him, he goes after him. But Sadiq Khan, the two of them are definitely diametrically opposed on issues of immigration. Sadiq Khan has been very much part of the no borders movement that even resulted, I think, in Brexit probably for the people in the United Kingdom. So.
Mm-hmm.
They
is he
go
there,
back and forth.
We were talking about, this is D-Day week, 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Yes, that's why Trump's there.
He is there. Mm-hmm. That is the reason. Okay. All right, 18 after the hour here on the DJV program. How did you rest over the weekend? Did you have a good night's rest on Friday and Saturday last night? Or are you waking up today, or did you wake up today, with a stiff back, a stiff neck, feeling like you didn't have a good night's rest at all? Well, let's roll over to MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most popular pillow in America, no question about that, but the most comfortable and the most affordable pillow. All three things guaranteed for 60 days. So if you try it for a couple of months, you don't like it, you can return it. All of that, you can wash it and dry my pillows. Nobody else does that. All of them are made here in America. And now the deal is you get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, $30 off the regular price. Lowest price ever offered on the radio. So if you're in need of some new pillows, now's the time, boys and girls. Available at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, for these two premium MyPillows and all the other things. Fantastic deals on every pillow. When you get the MyPillow.com website in your sights, you see what's there, and you'll be asked. Start with these, though. This is a good way to start. If you're not into MyPillows yet, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, save a lot of money on this MyPillow premium pack. The pillows are better even than the regular pillow. Fantastic offer, fantastic deals, all kinds of sleepwear at MyPillow.com with the DJV code.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never find another like me.
When it comes to a lover, I promise you'll never find another just like me. Taylor Swift boasting about her prowess. That's what the song is all about. But in fact, the story regarding Taylor Swift as we start our music focus here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and Doug and you is that she wrote a letter to Senator Lamar Alexander. He's one of the senators from Tennessee to ask for his support in passing the Equality Act when the bill reaches the Senate. Quote, in excellent recent news, the House has passed the Equality Act, which would protect LGBTQ people from discrimination in their places of work, homes, school, other public accommodations. I've decided to kick off Pride Month by writing a letter to one of my senators to explain how strongly I feel that the Equality Act ought to be passed. I urge you to write to your senators as well, said the statement. In the letter to Senator Alexander, she praises the senator for co-sponsoring a resolution that would celebrate the centennial of the 19th Amendment, which, as you may remember, gave women the right to vote, something Kara was alluding to a few minutes ago before warning that Tennessee's anti-LGBTQ slate of hate would continue to scare off major corporations like Amazon, Nike, and more. She concluded the letter by saying, quote, our country's lack of protection for its own citizens ensures that LGBTQ people must live in fear that their lives could be turned upside down by an employer, landlord, somebody who's homophobic or transphobic. The fact that legally some people are completely at the mercy of this hatred and bigotry is disgusting and unacceptable. Kind of agree with that. Swift added that she has started a change.org petition to urge the Senate to support the Equality Act. She also launched the hashtag Letter to My Senator, which she pledged to monitor to see who Would be right now. She lives, she has a home in Rhode Island. Doesn't she have a home in Los Angeles, too?
She votes in Tennessee because she's been in Nashville since she was like 14 or 15.
And I think she tried to go against Marsha Blackburn for Senate, but I don't think that worked the last time
around. You mean run or just oppose her?
She was using, that was the first time, the first time she used her social media to try to get the other guy elected. I don't remember who it was anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, how receptive would Lamar Alexander be to this? He's a Republican. I think we paint Republicans with a broad brush, like all of them would be against this. I don't know that that's the case, but is there a response, or would there be likely to be a response?
There hasn't been a response yet from him, from everything that I saw over the weekend on social media.
This week?
I don't think we know when this is going before the Senate, but it will be heading to the Senate at some point. So
this is the kind of stuff Mitch McConnell would not be excited about, I'm going to guess. I don't want to be a generalist, but
it's I don't know. It's very frustrating to just why we can't pass this Equality Act. This has been tossed around for so many years now. I don't understand why anyone would have a problem with an American citizen not being discriminated against. I just don't. I don't understand.
Because there are people who are prejudiced, who are biased, who are slanted, who don't want to have, for whatever the reason, people that are different.
It is interesting that she brought up the Nike and the big company thing, because obviously we've seen the reaction to so many people pulling out of working in Georgia because of abortion laws there. So it's a real thing that it could impact big companies coming there or not. So maybe that all has some sway.
Well, we'll find it out. It'll be interesting to watch it, as you've suggested here. This is the DJV program. We're on to it. 28 after the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has arrived in England for a 3-day state visit, during which he'll meet with the Queen as well as the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. Back here at home, Republican Senator John Kennedy says if Democrats want to impeach President Trump, they'll have to go to Amazon and buy a spine.
My advice to my Democratic friends is, if you want to do it, go hard or go home.
Kennedy was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he is not going to make a run for the presidency in 2020. Tweeting on Saturday, he plans to work hard for the people of Maryland during his second term as governor. Additionally, the Republican says he will be developing his An America United nonprofit group, which he says will have a mission of putting an end to divisive politics. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Monday is upon us. How do you do? Familiar voices on the radio for Monday, the 3rd of June, include Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. The Elton John movie came out over the weekend. Anybody see it?
We saw it last night. It's phenomenal.
Rocket Man.
The only thing I would say is we absolutely loved it, but there's a lot of criticism that's creeping up online because people, I guess, are going into it not realizing that it's like a musical.
Raw.
And so, no, it's not raw. It's really not. It's no.
I didn't see it.
It's more of a musical than I think some people understood going into it. So if you just know that, then and don't have any other expectations, it's not Bohemian Rhapsody. It's not a straight biopic. It's fantasy. It's amazing. Taron Egerton is such a star. He comes on the screen and you're just captivated by him for 2 hours. He's amazing. It's really great. And, of course, you know every song. It's really fun. And the costumes, it's great.
Apparently the Russians don't agree with you. They have censored the movie. Anything that depicts a man kissing, anything that depicts gay sex, drug use, quote, we reject in the strongest possible terms the decision to pander to local laws and censor Rocket Man by the Russian market. a move we were unaware of until today. That's what Paramount Pictures released the Rocketman movie, said they... Elton.
Well, the gay scenes hit a little too close to home for Putin, so I understand
right.
that.
There he is, right. So that was kind of a just one of those things that you don't, we don't hear too much about Russian culture and the moves they have there to somehow, it's hard to keep Western culture out of Russia and China. Even though they try very hard to do so.
I think China censored it too, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think they were even first.
And Russians are not a big fan of the gay people, at least the Russian government.
That was a huge deal during the Olympics, where if anyone showed any kind of, homosexual actions, then what, they were going to, arrest those people who were there for the Olympics?
Yeah,
it was a big deal.
Yeah,
they were one of the ones that I think were at the top of the list when the administration came out with that warning, basically, for countries that kill and imprison gay people. And they were at the top of the list of one of the leading offenders of that. So
it's shocking how maybe this is something that sounds very prejudicial, but how backward, and maybe even arrogant, how what we think is backward, and it does seem to be backward. There many places in the world are. We ought to be a little more thankful that we live in this country for reasons we are distracted and we don't like some things. Yep, it's true. But we have it, when it comes to things like this, even though it's a bumpy ride, it still is better than what you're going to encounter in many places around the world. It really is. I find it to be something. It troubles me. Maybe sometimes when I get into a mode or a mood where things trouble me, I don't come about with the right words that express my feelings. But that's just prejudice of any kind is something I didn't grow up around, and I don't understand it. I just don't understand. I was talking. How did this go? I know. I took the two guys that are working on the farm to dinner on Saturday night, and we were talking about prejudice and what it was like here versus where they come from, and how open it is here, and how the expectation is that just certain people, whether it be how much money you earn, what the color of the skin is, the things that we take for granted, most of us, as being not a classification, or having any classification of who you are or where you're from. I don't know. I guess I've said enough. All right, Victoria, you're moving into a different area. Help yourself with your lead story for this half hour.
Well, unfortunately, we have to travel to Dominican Republic, and there are two really big stories that popped up over the weekend. The first is about a woman named Tammy Lawrence Daly. She posted on Facebook a horrible experience that she had that almost killed her. While she was at a 5-star Caribbean resort, she was with her husband. They're from Wilmington, Delaware, and she and her husband were on the second night of a stay with friends at the Majestic Elegance Punta Cana Resort in Dominican Republic. They were there in January. The reason she's posting about it now is because it's taken her this long to recover from her injuries. So what happened was she and her husband wanted to order some room service, and they learned that it had shut down for the night. So she left her room to get a snack at the lounge of the resort. She told her husband, she said, "I'm going to get a snack. I'll be back in 5 minutes." While she was walking through the corridors outside of the building, because, you know, those Caribbean resorts are a series of outdoor kind of buildings and things like that. So she was walking from one building to the next. It was apparently a very, very close distance. She heard footsteps behind her, and then the next thing she knew, she woke up in basically like a closet kind of utility room, and this guy beat her to within inches of her life. It went on for 8 hours. And so she was, she was beaten so badly, her husband didn't recognize her except for her shoes. And so when she basically, the guy only left her because, and stopped because he thought she was dead. So and this guy is still out there. This is the worst part, and this is why she posted this lengthy post on Facebook. She said he's still out there. He's a predator. He's waiting for his next victim if he hasn't already claimed another victim since January. He also was wearing a uniform of the resort. So that's another thing that she was complaining about, rightfully so, saying that the Majestic Elegance, the resort, essentially, they didn't reimburse her for her stay. They didn't offer to pay for any of her medical bills. This was perpetrated by a hotel employee. They've done nothing. I guess they said that they were going to do an investigation. It's they have no suspect whatsoever. And so she basically is now, I don't know what her legal recourse is, but obviously they're going to try to, she and her husband are going to try to sue the resort. But the resort won't do anything. And local police have not done anything. It's very, obviously, it just feels very corrupt.
Majestic Elegance, who's the owner?
I don't know. It may be locally. It may not be part of a bigger company or a bigger chain.
That'll explain it. Big chain wouldn't allow. They wouldn't.
Stuff happens at all these types of resorts, you know, all through Mexico and all those. That I forget what chain it was. I think it was Iberostar. That had the 50,000 gallons of tainted alcohol that people were dying from. And, you know, it's one of those. It's a cautionary tale. This is a 5-star resort on the Dominican Republic, and this is the kind of stuff that happened there. Now, the second story that made headlines over the weekend is also related to the Dominican Republic. A couple from Maryland. The husband was 63, the wife was 49. They were staying in at a resort, the Playa Nueva Romana, and they had been there, I guess, for a while on vacation, and they were both found dead in their hotel room when they didn't check out. They missed their checkout time. The staff went into the hotel room and found them both dead on the floor. An autopsy found that they died of respiratory failure and pulmonary edema, which is caused by excess fluid in the lungs. Now, this is extremely suspicious because why would, you know, a 63-year-old man and a 49-year-old woman, and then they die at the exact same time of the same thing? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's something else going on. This was also a pretty well-known resort, and so the authorities now are launching, they say they're launching an investigation into this as well, but family, their daughter and family members, obviously, want the U.S. Department of State to get involved.
A problem with our connection with Victoria, but certainly those are disturbing facts and disturbing story. No, you just wonder how weird.
Well, it makes you think twice about where you choose to travel for vacation, because how many times do you hear these stories? And while it seems so appealing to want to explore and to see different places, boy, once you leave this country, there's no real guarantee.
Cruise lines that go every day, you'll see 4 or 5 huge ships in most all of the harbors for the major cities in all these Caribbean islands. The Dominican Republic is known more for the baseball players it produces than anything else. I've only been there once, and I didn't much like it. It's kind of like going to Jamaica. There are some parts of Jamaica that are wonderful and others that are just awful. I think that's true of most all of the St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, any of those places you can find.
The problem going to those islands is that there's so much poverty that when it's either poverty or it's kind of wealthy tourists that can afford to go there. And that's what's really hard, is that you almost set yourself up to be a prime target for someone who's really feeling desperate. I was in Antigua not so many years ago, and literally you're either looking at a resort or you're looking at chickens walking around in the road and really poor people.
Like
skinny
Jamaica's
goats
like
along the side of the road. Starving goats everywhere. I've been to Antigua. I didn't like that at all. It's so jarring.
Not much of it. Unless you get out for a short-term thing. I don't care much for the Caribbean myself. I've been to most every island there over the years. Today is National Egg Day. Eggs, a good source of protein. Eggs, a good source of vitamin D. Eggs, one of the healthiest breakfast foods. Eggs, you can eat them other than at breakfast. News flash. More than 100 ways to cook an egg. Some of the most popular varieties, scrambled eggs, fried eggs, poached eggs, hard-boiled eggs, sunny side up, which is so gross. Oh, my God. I leave the table. Somebody orders a sunny side up egg, I just leave. I think it's
well, you
so
can't
gross.
Handle runny eggs?
No.
Doug can't even handle a hard-boiled
no
egg, so...
Yeah. Why don't you like a hard-boiled egg?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
I hard-boil them myself and feed them to Daisy. Once in a while, I'll take a bite of them. But not because I want to, because I think they're good for me. Other than that, the cutest thing about... We have some chickens on the farm, and we had a hatchery that, when we opened up the farm for general consumption last week, had a couple of dozen chickens that were hatched, and it was kind of cute to see them pop out of the egg, and they're walking around in a sort of restricted area, but they're cute when they're little. Even eating chicken, you cut up the flesh of the thing. Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. I know, right?
Yeah. Quail eggs considered a delicacy in many countries. What about that? Anybody had duck eggs, geese eggs?
Yeah, not a fan. I get that sometimes thrown at me at some of those dinners that I go to, and yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Nah. Yeah. Okay. All right, well, so when any, beside all of that, we're celebrating National Egg Day. Hooray! In sports news, interesting story about a young lady. Her name is Rosalie Fish. I don't know if you saw the story, saw the pictures of her. She is from an Eastern Washington University school. She's a member of the track team. She's done very, very well. She also is a member of the Cowlitz tribe. She goes to Muckleshoot Tribal School. She dedicated her performance over the weekend at this meet to missing indigenous women. Is that how you pronounce it?
Indigenous.
Women. Yeah. She says that among indigenous women, a lot of them are being gruesomely attacked, grossly overlooked by authorities because they live on the reservation. So she ran the race with red Indian paint on her face, and on her leg she wrote MWIW, which is a pretty loud and clear message about missing indigenous women. So who thought about this? Who knew about this even?
This kind of thing that's been going on for a really long time.
Yeah.
The problem, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so she brought
because there's jurisdiction problems and issues, and there's so much crime on reservations, I guess the jurisdiction really is the biggest problem, is that these things can happen, and the police really can't do much about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, something to be thinking about. She's conscious, obviously, 17 years old. Good for her. Rosalie Fish. The person in focus here. Let's focus on television, Jennifer. What's the schedule for tonight look like? What's the hot thing on the tube?
Well, if you're into weddings or matrimony, this is where we start. TLC has the series premiere of 90 Day Fiancé, The Other Way, where the tables are now turned. This is a spinoff. It follows six Americans who move abroad to gamble on love in India, Qatar, South Africa, Ecuador, South Korea, and Brazil. You can see that on TLC tonight at 9. Doug, you'll be watching that. And then with the wedding theme, you can watch Wedding Cake Championship. That's the season premiere at 10 o'clock on the Food Network, where Baker go after each other to create the ultimate wedding cake. Tara Lipinski is actually going to be one of the judges, former Olympian. Season premiere of Below Deck Mediterranean. A lot of people like that show. That's on Bravo tonight at 9 o'clock. On the networks, you've got a brand new episode of The Bachelorette. That's at ABC, channel ABC at 8 o'clock. The Code is also new tonight. That's on CBS at 9 o'clock. And otherwise, you've got a lot of reruns tonight. Beat Shazam on Fox is back. And this is kind of the in-between week between the summer shows and the wrap of the regular television season. So
but you find
it.
What it is that's popular.
Yeah.
You find the most popular shows are the ones that get repeated in the summertime, like NCIS mm-hmm. stuff and Blue Bloods. And yeah. But if you haven't seen them in the first shot, they'll be rerun during the summer. Not all shows, but some of the most popular ones. 10 before the hour. Speaking of popular, this is the popular DJV show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tech Talk time here for Monday with Victoria Keelan going through with her expertise stories, including one about Microsoft, which has a warning for those of you who are users of Microsoft like me. What's the warning?
Well, we've been talking about this warning for a couple of weeks now, and Microsoft has, over the weekend, they said, you know, some people have updated their software, which was the initial warning. This is a huge breach.
I did that. It took almost 4 hours to update all of the stuff that I hadn't done on my Windows stuff.
And yeah, well, you went from Windows, what, 7? Were you on 7? 10. What were you on?
Yeah.
You went 7 to 10. Yeah, seven, so yeah. The problem, though, is they're saying that there are still 1 million computers that are vulnerable to this security breach. And so that means not everyone is heeding their warning and updating, and they need to. So the major Windows security vulnerability was first released earlier last month, in May. And they said it's a widespread wormable attack, which means it can spread from one computer to the next. And so this similar flaw was discovered back in 2017. That was the WannaCry malware fiasco that was all over the news. You couldn't get away from it. Thousands of computers were affected by that. And so Microsoft released a patch for the Windows system, even for older Windows XP machines, which are no longer supported, but they had to do something to plug up this big hole. And so unfortunately, though, a million computers are still vulnerable. So if you have If you are using Windows XP, Windows 7, or the server versions, which is like an Office version, Windows Server 2003, 2008, all of those need to be updated. And so they say that the reason that you have to do this update now is the WannaCry attack, actually, they patch those machines, they issue the patch for it, but the vulnerability still existed 60 days later, and that's when the machine started to be infected. So they said that no one is out of the woods yet, and if you have any of those older Windows operating systems, you have got to do an update, and or else you could find yourself in a really precarious situation. And this is ransomware. This sets you up for all kinds of vulnerabilities. So heed the warning. If you are a Windows user, make sure you're up to date.
Up to date. Sounds like you wonder all of this stuff and who comes up with it. Disney's Galaxy Edge Park open for business. A lot of tech there. Let's figure out what would be appealing to you.
The Geek Out.
Star Wars is open for business. Like, you can now actually go and visit it. Disney has opened Galaxy's Edge, their newest attraction at Disneyland in California. Now, it's not 100% done. In fact, one of the two major rides isn't even open yet, but all of the early reviews say the experience is still mind-blowing and largely lives up to expectations. There's even a life-size Millennium Falcon you get to fly. Now, don't be surprised to find out that many of the best things, like designing and building your own lightsaber and drinking blue milk, comes with a rather high additional cost. It's a fully immersive experience with staffers and full Star Wars costume. The same park will open in Florida's Disney World in August, and that second big ride later this year.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Back to the focus from Victoria's point of view. State Department asking Visa applicants for their social media accounts. How do they get away with that?
Well, not without any zero controversy, that's for sure. So this is something that I think was floated last year by the State Department. This is a Trump administration policy that will require most Visa applicants to provide information about their social media accounts. And so the policy will require temporary and permanent travelers to list their accounts when they send in their application, and they have to name the accounts or say that they don't use social media at all. And officials will then use a screening system against the information that's provided, and this has had obviously a lot of criticism, privacy issues, things like that. Under the plan, applicants will be required to list social media accounts they've used in the last 5 years, and the system, they said, will start with only major social media services, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, things like that, and then they'll probably expand into other social media accounts, maybe Snapchat. So the State Department already collects information on applicants, like their previous address and their contact information. But the new policy has already faced criticism on privacy and civil liberty grounds. I'm kind of okay with this, though. You know, we've seen so many things. We've seen so many things creep up from terrorists on social media. So I'm okay with it.
Yep. All right. Well, that's telling. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 After on the DJV Show Monday. Hi.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.